Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
Fucking A.
Hello and welcome.
We're
to White Trash Cast number 7.
I think Archie and I figured out the problem here with our loudness. Tim's being a smartass talking directly into the mic.
Hey there, meathead.
So, we're going to try and make it a little bit louder today.
I'm going to sing into the mic.
Sorry. A little Aaron Neville for you.
Good tune. Kermit the Frog.
Watching Two Girls, One Cup?
Two Girls, One Cup. Got to see it.
Oh, hey, what's this? what are they doing? Oh, fuck.
I can't do Kermit.
And then there's a surprise ending that you're going to love.
Yep, watch it. Kermit the Frog, Two Girls, One Cup. Let's start off today by talking about the greatest fucking golfer of all time. Tiger Woods got his little mojo back.
Yeah, I wonder if people are getting sick of talking about Tiger Woods yet, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I love Tiger.
I do too. I love him so much. Fuck. If it meant him winning the Masters, I might fuck him. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm telling you right now that ever since he started banging Lindsey Vonn, fucking money shots all over the place. I mean, both literally and metaphorically.
Yes, and I think we figured out what his kryptonite was all along.
What's that?
I thought you were going to say something. His kryptonite, it's kind of reverse. Superman, you introduce kryptonite into his world, and he's fucked.
Yeah.
But in Tiger's case, you take away his white blonde bitches, and he can't fucking swing a golf club.
Definitely. He needs white blonde bitches if he's going to stand any chance at shattering Masters records.
Oh, man. He started out really strong early on, and then all of a sudden he's winning tournaments, and it's like, oh, he's dating Lindsey Vonn.
Yep.
And then he's fucking winning more tournaments. Now he's poised to maybe win the Masters, be the greatest fucking golfer ever lived, fucking play the Masters.
Yep.
It's going to be fucking great. Oh, that's my partner there coughing his fucking lung out.
Yeah, let me tell you, dude, I've been coughing for 2 weeks straight. You guys have all heard it on the podcast, me dying almost. This was almost my death couch last week. And I forgot to ask you, Tim. If I died on this couch, would you keep it?
No, I would not keep the couch. However, I probably would put it out on Craigslist, free couch, and I wouldn't say anything about it.
Dude, at least put it in your basement. So that I can, like, walk around your house and shit if I was, like, a spirit. Be like, hey, guys, what's up? And just fucking knock your beer over and shit.
Hey, I don't know if that's how that works.
Hey, Canadian.
Hey there, Ozer.
Okay, what's B?
What? Oh, my God. No, I probably wouldn't keep the couch because that'd be sad, man, if you died. And, you know, I'm due for a new couch anyway, probably. So.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There's, like, ass prints and fucking head prints and all kinds of fucking shit.
Yep. Okay, then. Well, anyway, yeah, my cough has been bothering me for a couple weeks now. And today, actually, with, like, the last week or so, I pulled an ab muscle. Or I think it was a light strain. It quickly got a little better. And now I don't know whether it's a pulled muscle underneath my skinny-ass titty or if it's, like, the rib separating from the meat, but it hurts like a motherfucker every time I cough now. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, finally. Diagnosis. Yes, not prognosis.
Yeah.
But it's coming tomorrow.
That was well thought out.
Yeah.
Well and eloquently put. I enjoyed it.
Maybe, and the fuckers at work are trying to get me to laugh so I can fucking be in excruciating pain. Because when I laugh, I start coughing, and when I start coughing, I start keeling over, dying. And they think it's fucking hilarious. There was some bitch on the news today. Looked like she had one eyebrow constantly raised. So they were kept going, if you smell what the rock is cooking. And fucking,
oh, it was great.
Cracking me
up. I actually didn't laugh at that one. I was laughing at the more perverted stuff, as you probably imagined.
Yep.
But it was pretty funny. I wasn't personally trying to do it, but I was involved because I was sitting right there.
We actually, it's pretty disgusting. We were sitting watching Jodi Arias' case. I don't know if you know about her, but we'll get to her later.
She's a bitch.
Yeah, killed her boyfriend. So we
admittedly killed her boyfriend.
Yeah, And yeah, we'll get to that later. But
hey, coughing-wee. Well, while you're coughing, get that all out. I'm not watching this because there's not a soccer match on again. But they were doing their bracket picks on this fucking stupid sports show.
These bitches.
Yeah, it was her and this other ugly bitch. This bitch right here, the one that I said was stupid when I heard her say five words.
Yeah.
She's got going to the final game.
I can't wait.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
No fucking way, dude.
I'm a whiskey fan.
Did you see that game last week?
Yeah.
They got manhandled like a set of fucking size B titties.
Didn't they beat in Jan earlier this year? I don't fucking remember.
No, Badger Milk. I don't know.
Dude, they don't have the winning formula. There's more than one white person on the court at once.
That is a problem.
Dude, I mean.
Unless you've got Pressy.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Mizzou game, it'll be over by the time this podcast comes out, but I'm making a prediction. For the future, riddle me that one. Prediction for the future. I guess that's what all predictions are. But
pre is in there.
Yeah. If I made a prediction for the past, I would probably be right. But
God damn, my head hurts.
Mizzou plays Michigan State or not Michigan, Colorado State, and I don't have any faith in Mizzou after last year and their fucking Norfolk State horse ass.
That is a fluke. It wouldn't happen again. Granted, they're only one seed away. I think Mizzou's going to do it.
Yep. But anyway.
Enough about basketball.
That's boring shit.
Boring shit.
Let's talk about getting hand jobs from that record-breaking fingernail chick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the picture. This bitch is... fingernails are so long that they actually start curling over and over again. I don't even know how to fucking it's nasty. They're all fungus looking and yellow.
It looks
and shit.
Like fucking like tropical rainforest tree vines just yep. curled down off her hands.
Exactly.
I forget how we got on the topic, but then I said, would you let her give you a hand job?
Yep. And I said, probably not. Because her fingernails might get jabbed up my bunghole as well and get stuck up there. Fucking.
I just wouldn't do it because I imagine they probably smell. If I remember correctly, she wasn't very much of a looker anyway, so.
No. No,
I
she.
I mean, yeah, what are you going to do?
Blah. 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 Yeah. Nasty, nasty skanko.
In fucking deed, sir.
Yep.
Nasty bitch.
We also got, once again, I think we might be fucking up by doing it now because the things that are coming forward this weekend will have already happened by the time the podcast comes out. So it's, seems kind of, I don't know, fuck it. Comic-Con's this weekend and, we're going.
Well, only the people in St. Louis.
Yeah,
yeah.
St. Louis Comic Con. There's gonna be, I don't know, some Walking Dead whore. I don't
yeah,
know,
Andrew
you know.
From The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. But there's Blade Runner dude, the Chinga Chinga Chong dude. What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, and a couple Star Wars actors, Draco Malfoy. Hopefully, I get a chance to castrate him.
yeah, the thing is, like, my main reasons for going is the hot chick from Homeland's going to be there.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind seeing her, bumping into her. And then two other reasons. One is to, primarily, the main reason is I want to make fun of all the people that are there.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, I want to look at slutty bitches dressed up like space
yep.
nymphs and shit.
Exactly.
Who are going to be
here's,
there.
Here's the only issue. My wife and child are coming with me.
Mine or not, I will be free to go.
I am actually going to, I don't know, I'll talk my wife into letting me look at skanky bitches for a few hours. Who knows how long we'll be there. But I think it'll be a pretty good time. There's a guy named California on YouTube who goes to Comic-Con in L.A. every year. He's got videos of him walking around fucking making fun of people. It's hilarious. You got to see it.
Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was pretty funny. It was basically making fun of the dudes and then How big are your titties? Can I touch your titties?
Yep.
That's basically the crux of it. You just watched it.
There was one chick that was dressed like Wonder Woman who had a huge ass but no tits. And he was like, I like how you flipped them there. That's pretty creative. And he's like, and she's like, yeah, well, I'm Wonder Woman. I can do whatever I want. And he goes, oh, okay. I'm going to go find a chick with bigger tits, and just walks off.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. So, clearly sexist, but whatever. Yep. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to see. I can't wait to talk about it next weekend on a podcast.
It's going to be great. And for anybody who's not in St. Louis, I mean, there's either no Comic-Con near them or they're going on a different weekend of their Comic-Con. So
I actually, I might wear a white T-shirt with Sharpied white trash cast on the front and back. Just
That's
maybe
a hell of an idea.
Yeah, just
hell
maybe
of an idea.
Advertise ourselves a little bit because we only got 7 listeners still.
We could print out flyers. Or paint
Ooh,
cards.
Holy fuck, this is our chance to get out there, bro.
Yeah, a fucking auditorium filled with nerds. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fucking hell. And hopefully they don't listen to this podcast later.
No. Well, they wouldn't look up white trash on the internet. They look up, like, chicks with shit coming out of their asses and stuff. They're fucking StarCraft bastards. All right.
Chicks with shit coming out of their
I don't know. Scheiser porn is what I meant to say. I just couldn't think of what the fuck it was called.
Johnson.
but yeah, so I'm also, I think I'm going to bring my camera, which is my phone. Yes, I'm bringing my phone, and I'll be taking pictures of the best there. If there's any there, I don't know what it's going to be like in St. Louis, but take pictures of the best and the best, and I'm posting them on Twitter. On the twatter, I'm going to twat some pics of some nice little fucking scantily clad bitches, hopefully. Ooh. And
yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Yep, so check us out, White Trash Cast. Everything's White Trash Cast if you haven't realized yet. WhiteTrashCast@gmail.com. That reminds me, we got a fucking hate mail.
Oh,
finally.
I can't wait for the hate mail.
Hate mail and an advice. We got 2 emails today.
Oh,
so,
God.
So much awesome shit, so little time. But, yep, so Comic-Con this weekend. Also, this week happening, some dude, let me get into this guy here.
Yeah, why don't you get into him?
First
see how
off,
it feels.
He's this news article that you...
don't you
speaking
color,
of guy, the first thing I see on this article is fag marriage in all caps. My goodness. Okay, it's about Westboro Baptist Church. I'm not... Aaron Jackson is his name. He's 31 years old, dropped out of college, and he's a do-gooder, goes around the world and tries to... He's basically a one-man Peace Corps, trying to get rid of all the worms and the little chitlins in Guatemala. What a nice man.
What a fella.
Yeah, but anyway, he hates Westboro Baptist, like most of us do. And he was just fucking around on Google Maps one day and looked at real estate around Westboro Baptist and realized that there's one for sale. So he thought of the brilliant idea of buying the house and painting it rainbow, like just a giant gay pride rainbow siding all over the house, and he went through with it.
It's fucking genius, and it's not near the church. Like, if you're outside the church and you look in the direction, the house is right there. You can see the door from this fucking house, and this is a beautiful thing. I'm just speechless.
Yeah,
I hope there's some news stories coming out about this, as in like clashing.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something of that nature.
I might get to the point where the gays are gathered around the Westboro Baptist with all their cocks hanging out, sucking their cocks. That would be hilarious.
Dude, as much as I don't like cock, yeah. I would give almost anything to see a picture of like 60 dudes blowing each other in front of Westboro Baptist Church.
With all their mouths.
Yeah.
Everybody's mouth open.
Yeah.
Including
and
Westboro Baptist.
The guys with their arms up behind their head, smiles real big. Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. And, there's something. Oh yeah, he lived there quietly for like 6 months or something, waiting for spring to come around so he can paint it. And at one point, he didn't realize it at the time, but he had a small conversation with Fred Phelps's daughter. Fred Phelps is like the leader of Westboro Baptist, and he was out plowing snow, and she walked by, and they said something, and they, like, shared a laugh together. Little does she know, she's about to get a gay pride flag across the street from her pappy's church. Oh, boy. I'm pretty excited to see what comes out of this.
It's pretty funny what they do, man.
Maybe more on this later. We'll see.
They do some. It's interesting. Kevin Smith tells this story. I'm a big Kevin Smith
fan.
We
should talk about what Westboro Baptist does first. Because maybe some people don't know.
Okay. Westboro Baptist is this church basically run by one family headed up by their patriarch, Grandpa Fred Phelps. It's like 80, I think. I don't know. Anyway, they're one of those groups that believes in the Bible literally. And so they think that everything bad that's happening in this country, we're being punished basically because our culture, society, and government gives rights to homosexuals. And so in an effort to be outlandish and get their message across, what they're mostly known for is standing outside soldiers' funerals coming back from the wars with signs like God hates fags and et cetera. Basic same statement over and over, sentiment over and over and over. And it's this big deal, and at one point, like, bikers would come and sit around them and rev their bikes so the parents and all the family members couldn't hear them and all that kind of stuff. They're a grade-A douche.
Yeah, and it got to the point a couple times people have, like, stood, like, enough people in the community has circled around, like, funerals so they can't get near it. Like, it's pretty badass how communities get together and stop these fuckers from coming in. And, there's one guy recently on the news, I think, that whipped somebody's ass in a Westboro Baptist. Like, he was at a military funeral and had enough and just walked up and started beating the shit out of one of them. And I don't think he was charged with anything.
He was probably charged. They always say, if you touch us, we'll sue and all that, and they alert the authorities, I think. So, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see the story. But
the ass whipping was on the news, and the punishment wasn't.
So that's the basics of what they are. I mean, there's more to them than that, but that's what they're known for. So anyway, Kevin Smith made Red State, which is a fucking awesome movie if you want to see a good movie. And it's about a group just like that in New Jersey where he's from. They're not real, but he based it on the Westboro people. And he took it around to different movie houses to show. And people bought tickets, and after they do a Q&A, and he'd talk. Anyway, and he'd had a run-in with him before or something, and so He called a radio show in Kansas City when they were doing Kansas City, because that's close to where Westboro is. And they call the daughter that they're referring to in that story called in and started talking to him and said, you wouldn't have a serious conversation with us or a real dialogue or something. And so he's like, I'll send you tickets. Come see the movie.
Yeah.
And so they say they're going to pick it, and they send the tickets. And then apparently they started picketing, and so Kevin Smith's big on Twitter, too, so he Twittered all his fans. And so they all made funny signs back at him instead of across the street that were mocking them, like really clever comic book stuff and, like, video game stuff to mock him. Anyway, the daughter called him back and was like, can we get more tickets?
That's awesome.
And so what he sat in the back, and what they did was it was screening, and everybody sat on the first floor, and he put the Westboro Baptist people, they were the only people in the balcony.
Yeah.
And he said, like, halfway through, he felt a tap on his shoulder. And the movie's pretty graphic, and it's clearly about them. And he said it scared the shit out of him. And she comes up to him, and she's like, I just want to say thank you for inviting us. And I wanted to give these to you as a souvenir, and gave them their picketing signs that say, like, God hates fags and shit.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, oh, cool, man. You know? He said he was scared to death when he turned around and saw her in that dark theater.
That's funny as shit.
And so he like, has a rapport with this chick and a couple of the other ones. Later on, he'd taken it home, and he had forgotten about it. He's got a little girl. She's, like, 12. Really smart. And he had it turned around facing the wall so he couldn't see it. And he said his daughter knocked it over on accident and saw the sign, and it said, God hates fags. Oh, and I think they signed it, too. Whatever. This is his story.
Oh, wow.
He said his daughter genuinely looked at him, and she knew what Red State was about. And she's like, are you making a sequel to Red State? She thought the fucking sign was God hates fags was a sequel to Red State. I thought that was pretty funny.
Wow. I
just thought it was amusing that, like, he's this guy that they fucking hate. You know, this monger of fucking everything they hate. And she's like, thanks for inviting us. Can we get more tickets? Here's our signs that say God hates fags.
Yeah. It's odd.
Yeah, I know, right?
She, She's like the one that's like the good cop, bad cop. She's the good cop. Everybody else in the Baptist church or Westboro Baptist is the bad cop.
Oh, don't say that about the Baptist church.
Yeah. Nope. Bad Baptist assholes. No, that was a joke. I apologize. Yeah, those of you who missed that intro, that was pretty badass. We did a fucking horse a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, we tag teamed a horse. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of us.
Didn't think I was going to break skin.
Yeah, we're moving down the list of topics faster than I thought. Anything awesome you're going to do this weekend besides scoping out Comic-Con women?
Well, it's my 6-year anniversary today.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. And so instead of having sex with my wife, I'm making a podcast with you.
Winning.
Anyway, we're going out on Friday. Nothing too crazy. Probably dinner. Maybe a movie. Maybe go downtown. I don't know. Walk around. you know, nothing. We're not doing anything crazy. My wife likes Valentine's Day, so we just kind of went all out for Valentine's Day. So it'll probably just be a, you know, nice dinner and stuff. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to that. We don't get out much. Got kids, you know. Babysitters cost money and shit, so.
Yeah. I hear you.
Other than that, nothing really. Just hang out. I'm going to watch some fucking basketball tomorrow. I'll tell you that right now.
Mizzou, 8 o'clock Central. Be sure and watch it. Why am I advertising it to you when you're going to get this 4 days later? Fucking A. This sucks. Oh, well.
Yeah, we definitely got to adjust our format.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna go ahead and act like it's Sunday night. And I'm going to be like, did you see that Mizzou game? No, I'm not going to do that. That's stupid. I could, like, try and predict what happens.
We could mix it up, man. We switch sides of the week. We work a lot. So when we're on this side of the week, we can have the Thursday morning podcast. And when we're on the other side, we can have the Monday morning podcast. Or the podcast coming out on Monday morning.
How about Friday? Because I put off editing till the very last minute, and if I have to podcast edit back-to-back days, editing's kind of a pain in the dick.
I don't care, man. It's your bag. Yep. Whatever.
How about
you
this?
Do.
From after this podcast comes out on Monday, there will be another podcast 4 days later on a Friday. So, just so you know, we're doing it. Every Friday until we switch to the opposite side of the week. Done.
Boom. Friday. Brilliant. Done. Brilliant.
All right. So, let's go over, what do you want, FMK, email? What's up?
I think we should do the FMK. I like the FMK. I'm very interested in hearing what you got to say.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, this week's FMK, fuck, marry, kill. We haven't explained that very often. But you got to choose fuck. You get three options, fuck one, marry one, kill one. And today's FMK is Casey Anthony. These are all...
You did a great job of explaining that, by the way. You choose fuck, you get three choices, you fuck one, you marry... I don't know. So this is a hypothetical scenario where you're given a choice of three names. And
I said that.
This is going to be expanded. We'll probably throw, like, you know, Sesame Street puppets in there at some point. But
sweet.
But the idea is, like, you don't get a choice. You have to choose one to fuck, you have to choose one to marry, and you have to choose one to kill. And you do these crazy ones like we're going to do tonight, like we do every week, because if you just throw three hot chicks in there, to a point, it's just like, okay, just number them. I don't care.
Yeah. And tonight's is three female murderers. Or I don't know. Casey Anthony was charged...
There's two
convicted,
two
but she
murderers,
wasn't
charged. Maybe murderers that did. One went to prison and got off. One didn't go to prison. One's currently on trial. The one currently on trial admitted to killing, said it was self-defense. They're trying to say it was in cold blood. The one, the evidence was there. She was convicted, and then it was overturned 4 years later. The other one was Casey Anthony. If you haven't heard of Casey Anthony, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, Casey Anthony is the one that. Called about her missing child, and turns out it was dead in a trunk for like a month or whatever before they found it. I don't know the exact. It basically, somebody stuffed her in the trunk, and she was found not guilty, which is kind of weird. But so yeah, Casey Anthony, Jody Arias, and Amanda Knox. Jody Arias is on trial right now for shooting her. boyfriend in the head and stabbing him 29 times.
Don't forget about the Brazilian necktie.
Oh, yeah. And the fucking Brazilian necktie, the one knife wound all the way from ear to ear on the front of the neck. So
pretty intense shit.
Yep. But
and she didn't deny doing it. So.
Yeah, she admitted to it. Now
they're
saying
this bitch might be crazy.
They're saying, is she fucking crazy or is she getting the death penalty? That's basically what we're getting at here in this trial. It's pretty entertaining to watch. It's better than CNN and Fox News. HLN does nothing but fucking Jody Arias' case all day long.
I know I said I already knew what I was going to do, but I just had some thoughts. I might be changing it. I don't know. Let's just work it out here.
And Amanda Knox, you tell them about Amanda Knox. You know
Amanda
more
Knox
than I do.
Was a pretty attractive girl from Washington, or I think Seattle. She she did some foreign exchange college stuff, I guess, in, I think it was college, whatever. She was young. She was like 19. Over in Italy, had a boyfriend, and then there was this other chick that they knew. And at some point, I don't know a lot of the details, I just know the basics, and they were doing something, fucking around, having a three-way, I don't even know, they were just together. And the one chick ended up dying, or being killed, basically. And the chick, Amanda, and her boyfriend from, like, fucking Greece, or who knows where, maybe he was an Italian guy, went up on trial, and they both got convicted. 4 years later, her conviction was commuted because of some evidence, new evidence that was found that kind of proved that she was apparently innocent. So, and she came back to the United States.
Those eyes don't look so innocent. But, okay, so who's first, you or me? Oh, are those titties?
Yep.
Oh, she's nipping in this one. Okay, yeah, I was looking up Amanda Knox, getting some good quality shots of her. You or me?
Go ahead.
All right, just browsing Amanda Knox. Is that mouth herpes? Is that what that is?
That is definitely a cold sore / potential herp.
Merpes. Oh, God damn it.
I had no idea. Why'd you have to do that?
Shit.
That might change everything.
Hold on, wait a minute. All right, got it. Yeah, actually, fuck, marry, kill. In this order, Casey Anthony, Amanda Knox, Jody Arias. Killing him. Killing Arias. Marrying Amanda Knox. Fucking Casey Anthony. Here's why. Casey Anthony is smoking fucking hot. However, if I marry her, there is a potential for having children. And to put it nicely, she is not a very good babysitter. Because the day her daughter was gone missing, she was out partying that night.
What a bitch.
Yeah, so not the best babysitter. I would not want to have my current children, and if I married her, my future children around her, yet fucking her's not going to put them in harm's way if they're not anywhere near.
That's true.
So, boom. That's my fuck. Marry Amanda Knox, even with the merpes. Well, Jody Arias, about a week or two ago, had merpes as well. She had a cold sore on the outside of her mouth, which means either way you're getting merpes.
Right, but it's not necessarily like the full-blown, like, other simplex that's the bad one. Like, the regular, like, you can get a cold sore. Like, I've had, like, two maybe in my life when I was really sick. So, I mean, they happen. But I don't have fucking, like, full-blown mouth herpes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so. But they both have cold sores in pictures they've taken.
Right, but
so.
Here's one of the things, like, one of the biggest things that causes them is stress. Sickness and stress. And both these bitches are on trial for murder. So,
well,
I'm having a hard time.
Oh, well, if you're stressed out about a murder trial, murder trial, then you might not be as crazy as the lawyers make you out to be, because you are fully aware of how fucked you might become. And crazy people usually don't give a shit.
True, true.
So, Cold sores are signs of stress. Stress is signs of getting worried that you're about to get put on death row. You're not fucking crazy. You're just, I don't know. You're just,
I think it's a possibility. It's a shot in the dark, but hey, boom. It's a thought.
Hey, lawyers, listen. Jurors, if you're listening, jury, guilty. She's a dirty hoe. Where was I? Amanda Knox. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, did she kill in the middle of the three-way, or was it, like, after?
I don't know if they were having a three-way. I know they were, like, partying and stuff, and the one chick ended up, like, stabbed a few times or some shit like that.
Hmm. All right, well.
And it could have been the dude, like, and as fucked up and not okay as it is, like, if they had done it together, like, and she tried to cover it up or something, like, a lot of women stay with some fucked up dudes. I mean, look at how many women are beaten and just get treated like dog shit. Half the hot chicks in my school dated complete dicks, as they probably did in everybody else's school. And you're like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah.
And they loved it. You know, oh, because he's fucking pretty, or because he's got a nice car, or probably fucking hung like a pack animal. I don't know.
Yeah. Would you rather have a nice guy baby carrot like me, or would you rather have some guy with a monster cock that beats you every night? And if you say monster cock,
are you asking me or them? Because I know what my answer is.
I'm asking the audience.
If I only get a choice between un pequeñe and fucking el fucking matador cock, I'm going with tiny tickler.
Yeah. But I don't know. Women may think differently. Maybe they're searching for approval, so they have to get beat and say, hey, I think I can prove to this guy that I'm worth something.
Kind of like dudes that want to change lesbians. You know, like, oh, she'll fucking start liking cock because of me.
Yeah, same concept. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. So, that was never going to happen.
Yeah, if anything, she sees you as a dildo. That's how she gets off. But, I mean, there's
probably. Probably has lots of dildos.
Yeah, so she's like, hey, a dildo that moves.
Dildo fest, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. Yeah, I never once went, oh, I can change a lesbian. Not because I'm the worst at sex, but because that's just how their brain's wired. There's nothing you can do about it. So
yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So yeah, and kill Jodi Arias because, well, two reasons: she's fucking ugly, and she's killed her boyfriend. Who knows? Well, I might not even get to marriage if I chose to marry
her.
Yeah,
self defense or not, she didn't just kill this guy.
Yeah.
She fucking destroyed him.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call it murder. with the jugulars cut and fucking both femurs what is it called?
The femur, yeah.
No,
yeah.
The
femoral.
Femoral artery, yeah, the femoral artery.
You cut that, you're fucked.
Yeah, it's basically like a schlasserthon. Stabs in the back. I mean, holy.
Listen,
fuck.
If it had been like, even say 5 stab wounds and then the gunshot, you could say, okay, she stabbed him. I wasn't paying attention to where the evidence was when they were recreating that bullshit, but you could say she tried stabbing him to get it off and he still came at her, so she ended up shooting him, right?
Yeah.
The 29 stab wounds, that puts it over the top for me. But the icing on the cake is the fucking Brazilian necktie. I mean, holy fuck. You know? I mean, think about 29 stab wounds. Think about when you've been cutting wood with an axe. That shit's tiring.
Yeah.
And you got to hit it hard to puncture it. And then you got to pull it pretty hard to get it out, I would assume.
Yep.
So, 29
I'd say yes
times?
Like I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can imagine, yeah. Right? Yep. You fucking cutting meat. You know, shit like that. So.
Yeah. Well, here's the kicker. While he was talking, I was going through stabbing motions to try and see how long it would take me to get 27 stabs in the same place, or 29.
Whatever.
I can understand, like, even 10 stabs, because I'm going maybe for, like, 5 seconds. Like, I could see, like, a quick blackout, like an anger type deal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and she, 10, whatever. She wakes up and she's like, oh, fuck, what have I done? There's some in the back of the head, all around the neck, all around the stomach, in the back. I mean, flipping him over almost. And just it's he's like a pincushion basically. And
yeah, he's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, way overdone. There's no way you can. I mean, there's a, it's possible, but whatever. So, yeah, I'm not gonna kill or marry somebody who's gonna fucking murder me.
Well, yeah, that's a solid point you're making there. No marriage to man murderers.
Not even. I wouldn't even. I know you might want to choke her out, but I mean. She might get angry.
Oh, yeah. She might have, like, fucking, you know, that superhuman strength that we all hear about.
Yep.
I'm going with the same order, but my I have some stipulations on that.
Okay.
First of all, Amanda Knox, I think, is the hottest one, probably.
Yep.
And the least likely to kill me.
Yeah, that's, I agree, too.
So, that's a no-brainer right there. I'm going to kill Jodi Arias because she's the most crazy and I think she would end up killing me.
Yeah, I agree.
And then stipulation, since I'm already killing her, no problem in this fuck, marry, kill scenario, that doesn't mean I can't kill other people. So my choice to fuck Casey Anthony, obviously, is strictly based on the fact that she's better looking. She's actually more deplorable to me because her own daughter, she basically maybe killed her own daughter or helped get rid of the body or whatever yeah. fucking happened. I have kids. I couldn't fucking imagine. Yep. I couldn't fucking imagine at any level anything related to that.
Agreed.
So, I'm killing Jodi Arias because she's probably, well, she's just as crazy, but she fucking looks like Muddy Mudskipper from Ren and Stimpy a little bit in the face. So, I'm taking Casey Anthony because she's hotter, but as you all know, I'm into choking a little bit. It's light choking. It's nothing crazy. Make it out to sound like some sort of beat fest, but it's just a little light pressure and everybody involved enjoys it. But in this case, it'd be like, hey, let's try erotic asphyxia, right? But it would be for me more than her because I wasn't going to stop. It would be like an anger bang killer for what she did to her kid.
Okay, this is called premeditated murder.
No, it's not like I fucking know the bitch. This is all hypothetical. But in this scenario, like... I would kill both of them in this scenario because they're both deplorable human beings.
But that's the issue. You can't marry three hot chicks. You can't kill three bitches. I mean, you're putting a chink in this.
No. I fucked one, I married one, and I killed one.
Yeah, and then once the game is over, then you
no,
kill
we're in the middle of
no,
the game.
You can't
you
do
timed
that.
It just right.
I just lost the game.
Okay, I can't do that. That's a bummer because I hated both of them.
Dude, you can't accidentally on purpose kill somebody and just call them your fuck.
Well, I wouldn't really kill them in real life. Okay, same fucking thing. I guess I'd let the fucking whore fade back into obscurity with her bankruptcy.
However, you could beat her within inches of her life. That's
so it's not okay to do what I was saying in hypothetical land, but
killing.
I could just beat the shit out of her. Fucking finish off, and I'll get up, and she's like, where are you going? You going to the bathroom? I'm like, oh, no, baby. I think I'm going to go out there. I'm a little thirsty. I'm a little parched. I'm going to get some sweet tea and maybe a ham sandwich. You want a ham sandwich, honey? You want some sweet tea? Maybe some Kool-Aid. We got some fucking red Kool-Aid
come
there.
Back
okay,
with
baby,
a
I'll be back.
You just
stay like that. I'll be good. And then I fucking come back in, right? And she's ass towards me, completely naked, twatting on her phone, facing away from me. And I don't have a ham sandwich. I don't have red Kool-Aid. I got a fucking 2x4, Hacksaw Jim Duggan style. And she's like, she, you all right? Shit, dude. So she hears the pitter-patter of my feet like, oh, baby, you coming back to bed? I'm like, uh-huh, yeah. And then I start doing some American Psycho shit, like, hey, do you like Huey Lewis in the news? And then I just start fucking ka-ka-ka and just, boom, beat her within an inch for life. So you're telling me in this hypothetical land. I mean, I guess you're right. I only get one for each, so there's no response to what I do. So I guess as long as I don't kill her.
I am in excruciating pain right now.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yes. And I'm saying, yes, you can do that.
Okay, well, then that's what's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. All right. Never going to happen, but whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That'd
good.
Be great.
You can't kill her, but you can beat her within inches of her life. This is good.
Be crazy.
Dude, My side is killing me. Oh, my God.
What if I didn't let her see my dick in the light?
Yeah.
And around my dick, I wear a harness. And it's like a fucking cast iron 9-inch dildo. But it has like a realistic skin over it. And yeah. I use that until she gets off. And I'm like, I'm banging her from behind, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's getting into it. And I'm like, oh, I want to blow it in your face, baby. And she's like, uh-uh. And I'm like, oh, come on. I really want to. And she's like, uh-huh. Oh, okay. And after she comes, because I'm a giver. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm going to blow. Guys. And she fucking, I hop up and she turns around. You know the move where they like kind of whip their head around. And yep. I just take the cock and like, bam, right in her
right
fucking
in her
temple.
Noggin.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's another option,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, there's endless options, countless options.
I could fucking think of scenarios all day.
Email us your favorite Casey Anthony beat within inches of your life option, and we may read it.
At whitetrashcast.com.
At Gmail.
At whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
What did I say? Whitetrashcast.com?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist, folks.
Not yet.
Not yet a match.
Not yet a match. Okay. Dude, I can't wait to go to the doctor tomorrow. If I get some, I just want some good drugs once in my life. Never once have I fucking been able to get some good drugs because, like, I'm a little pussy whenever I'm, like, outside of the doctor's office. I'm always, like, I think it's because I'm prepping for the pain that I know is about to come, so I'm already, like, cringing before it happens. And when I'm at the doctor's, for some reason, I just get into this fucking zone where I'm like, yeah, I can live with it, you know, but... And when I should be doing the opposite, acting like a man outside, and then when I'm at the doctor, almost crying just so they give me better drugs.
That is an option. I don't actually like taking drugs. I never have. I don't like pills and stuff. I'll take ibuprofen if I have a headache. I have thyroid disease, so I take a pill for that. I kind of have to. But I've always been the same kind of way. But I have a high tolerance for pain. But, you know, I have this depressed rib.
Yeah.
And I went in, and I'm like, this shit hurts, you know, I don't know what to do. So I got physical therapy, and I told the doctor, I'm like, I don't like pills. And she's like, okay, well, so she gave me Vicodin. She's like, these are light Vicodin. If you don't like them, you don't have to finish them, blah, 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 blah. And I took them, and they helped, but they weren't very strong. I was really surprised because I have no fucking idea at this point what my tolerance is for anything like that. So I take it, and it's fine. And my doctor knows I'm real reluctant about that kind of stuff. So fast forward. I'm in my kitchen. I think maybe I'm leaning over into a drawer or something or a cabinet, and out of nowhere, there's a fucking joint in your ass where all your shit comes together. Not your shit, but like your bones and shit inside your ass. And it's called a U-joint, and I moved wrong, and it like crushed my nerve.
Oh.
And it's the worst pain I've ever felt in my entire life. I literally couldn't move. So I went to urgent care, and this fucking guy, he gives me this fucking same piss poor Vicodin I had before, and I'm like, well, maybe I just didn't realize. Maybe I'll take two, whatever. This shit, I ran through this shit in 2 days. It had nothing to it. So I followed up with my doctor. It's all the same hospital system, so they like automatically schedule me for a follow-up. I go in. And she could see how fucking in pain I am. I'm like leaned up on one ass cheek, just like, and it really did hurt. I wasn't trying to fool her. And I'm like, listen, this hurts. I need something. I got some Vicodin, but it wasn't enough. Like I already went through it and the pain hasn't changed. And she's like, okay, I'll give you more Vicodin. And I was like, I got to be honest with you. I hate doing this, but it hurts so bad, and that stuff, I don't know if I have a tolerance for it or if that certain medicine doesn't work on me, but it is doing nothing for me. And she's like, oh, okay, well, I'll write you something a little stronger. And so, and that was it. No big deal. And she came back in and prescribed me 30 of the strongest Percocets you can possibly get.
Yay!
And I was just like, oh, my fuck. And I was, again, hesitant to take those. But, we had to go to Costco or something. I was going to sit in the car. I forget because, like, my shit was hurting, you know, real bad. So I'm like, that Vicodin didn't work. And I asked my wife. She's had a lot of health problems. So she's like, Vicodin fucks me up more than Percocet. And I'm like, are you serious? I didn't realize that it was stronger. I just thought it was different. Well, it's a whole class above Vicodin. But it was twice the dosage of the Vicodin, and I took two of them.
Wow.
So we get in the car, and we're driving to Costco, and I had about 15, 20 minutes after I took it before we get to Costco in the car, I had that feeling I heard about, like what heroin users get immediately, and just that rush over my body. And it was just like, oh, fuck. But that shit, wow. Man, that shit was amazing.
Yeah, I don't need anything that strong, I don't think. It's not that bad.
Well, in your situation, are we really talking about needs at this point?
Are you kidding me?
If you're going to do it, just do it right the first time. Yeah, don't you know the moral of the story is don't let them give you shitty pills that aren't going to help you?
Okay, noted. I'm going to go in there and I say, I demand Oxycontin now. See how well that goes.
You must inject me with Dilaudid right now. Yeah. Dilaudid is like heroin light for those of you out there. Hey, I don't know that from experience. I know that from Drugstore Cowboy. Great movie.
Drugstore Cowboy.
I'm a drugstore cowboy.
Okay.
Whip, whip.
Moving on. What do you want to do first? We got two emails this week. They're dandies. What do you want? Advice? Hate mail.
I think we should do advice first.
Advice.
Because hate mail, I'm just going to get all wrapped up in my anger.
Yeah, well.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Let's start off with advice. Hey, Whiskey Tango Charlie. That's WTC, in case you're idiots. White Trash Cash is what that stands for. You get where we're going here? Hey, Whiskey Tango Charlie. I'm in need of your expert advice. My neighbors are driving me up the wall.
Got a lot of neighbor problems.
Yeah, hold on. Let me, let me read this great grammar. I'm in need of your expert advice. My neighbor are driving me up a wall. Okay, let's continue.
Hooked on phonics. Every work for me.
Every night she blasts her TV at 3 a.m., and she has a Dalmatian that barks all throughout the day. Every time someone walks past her apartment, the dog goes rabid. I don't know what's worse, the dog or the Law and Order marathon at 3 a.m. How do I deal with this situation? Signed, annoyed, and sleepless. First, Tim, do you think I should handle this the correct way or how I would do it in my brain?
Is there any chance you'd, if this was you, is there any chance the way you're doing it in your brain is the way you'd actually do it?
No.
Well, let's hear that first, then.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I kind of have a similar thought.
We, first option, shoot her dog, tell her to shut the fuck up and stop watching TV.
Jesus Christ.
That's
quite the option.
That's option number one, which
oh,
is
fuck.
The one I would never do, but I would be thinking it in my head.
Oh, man, that's fucking crazy.
So, yeah, do you want to give good advice? Or
I think we should give some real advice here. Are you not ready for your real advice?
I mean, it's pretty simple. The first one is, hey, could you please turn the TV down at 3 in the morning? And two, get your dog to shut the fuck up. Say that nicely, by the way.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Hey, shut your fucking dog up, bitch. I'm sure that'll go over great.
Yeah, like it.
So, yeah. Second option, if it continues, Law and Order might be quiet after that, but that dog, there's nothing you can do about a fucking dog. That's why I hate it. Like, if you're in an apartment and that
you shouldn't
dog
have a dog of that size in a fucking apartment.
Yeah,
anyway.
You can't do that.
It's
anyway.
Not good to the dog.
Yeah. Good for, whatever. Yeah.
You
okay.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not good for the dog, but at the same time, what is important is the dog will not stop behaving like that. It on its own, just magically. I mean, you could get fucking Espanolo dog whisperer over there. See how I did that? Shut the fuck up, doggy. And everybody's like, oh,
I thought you were having a seizure
so
for
good.
A second.
Yeah, that's what he does. Shut up, dog. Yeah, he doesn't say shut up, dog.
What's his name? Yeah. Fucking Caesar something?
Yeah, Cesar.
Cesar Morales, I don't know.
Cesar. Let's just call him Kaiser Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kaiser goes in. You could hire some douche like that. Or.
Now, did it say in the email that where the if he's hearing the TV, he or she, whoever sent this email, I don't know if it was a dude or a chick, I didn't read it.
Yep.
Is the TV right on their wall? Is that the problem?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Well, here's what I'm thinking in the fucked up way to do it, if you could. Now, if it's, especially if it's a flat panel TV, if you can find the fucking tools, if you got enough friends, what you do is you get a high-powered drill, and you cut a 4-inch diameter hole that's easily patchable in your wall to cover up the evidence. Once you are through that, you clear a track. You get the thinnest drill bit you can find, one of those super, super thin ones, and you can find them longer. And what you do is you carefully, when you know nobody's there, you carefully and slowly drill through the drywall as to not leave any kind of big stuff right there, big expenditures of drywall
can
coming
I
out the other
for
end.
For a second?
Yeah.
I can stop other people because they remember what they were talking about. I can't be stopped. But anyway, the fuck was I going to say? See what I mean? I can't stop myself. Oh, my last advice started out the same way and ended with the cops getting called on me and arrested. So I don't know where you're headed. I'm just throwing that out there.
It's slightly unrealistic. You need some Mission Impossible type tools.
Okay.
Actually, you could just do a dry run on a wall in your own house. My thought is you use the thinnest drill bit you can find, and once you have that big hole cut out, you drill into the fucking chips, like the whole screen in the TV,
that's pretty
leaving
funny.
A minor hole. Or if you can figure out how high and maybe luck into getting it through a fucking crack in the back, and then you just drill into the fucking, what's it called? The fucking flat fucking, the circuit board.
Holy
you just
fuck,
drill
yeah.
a small hole into the circuit board while they're not there. TV doesn't work. They don't know what's going on. Boom. Done.
Water coming out of a turkey baster.
Oh, there you
just
go.
Just spray that into the TV. She turns it on.
Yeah.
House sets on fire. Boom. All your belongings are burnt. You get insurance money. You start off fresh. Fucking win-win.
And kill everybody who's asleep in the apartments above you.
Well, just be on your toes. Get ready to...
See, that's the difference between me and you. I'm coming up with a semi-realistic solution that's dangerous as far as legality. Yeah. You turn it into... Let's burn down the whole place. If that's the case, you just get one of those squirt bottles with the real thin applicators, like those old ketchup bottles with the long tube at the top.
Yeah.
And you just fucking squirt fucking flammable fluid through their fucking door. Boom, done.
Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna say
I'm just
that.
Saying. Yeah. If you're going for burning down the building, you might as well just take the easy way.
Well, I'm saying this could happen if you throw some water in there. Fuck the water. Do you know what? Just fuck with their circuit board, dude. Whatever. Okay.
Anyway, realistically, I would just say, hey, I would go over there and be like, listen, I realize that you're in your apartment watching stuff, and that's great, but, you know, your dog barks a lot, and you may not be able to do anything about that, but the TV is really loud. If you could turn it down, that would be great. And if that doesn't work... I would contact the fucking management group and explain the situation and say, I realize they're in their apartment, blah, 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 blah. If at all possible, could you do something about this? And if they're unwilling to talk to that person because they're not doing anything and they're within their thing, or if they say something to them and they don't change it, talk to management, be like, can you put extra insulation inside that wall because this is keeping me awake and it's one of the other tenants. I don't know, something to that effect.
Yep. Real quick, we're going to run out of time here because we're so awesome and we're so fast. My favorite option so far, I just thought of it. It's fucking brilliant. It's a chick and you're a dude. I read your name. I'm not going to read it on the air. But you're a dude. She's a chick. Hit on her. Try and get in her house and bang her. When she's asleep, fuck with her TV then, and give her dog some fucking, antifreeze. Boom. How about that? Dead dog and a fucked up TV. You got to ease, not at the same time. Once, like a week into the relationship, oh, I don't know, that sucks, your TV's fucked up. Number two, like a couple months into, like, fake dating her, getting some free poonanny along the way, he fucking dog croaks on her. I mean, dude, getting three birds stoned at once there. Think about
think
it.
Think that's two birds.
No.
TV and a dog.
TV, dog, sexy time.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Three. I wasn't thinking about the sexy time.
Yep.
That's great, I guess. But she's probably not smart. I'm just going to assume this just because that's the way I think.
Yep.
Probably won't suspect you. If she does, not a whole lot of evidence there unless they find out the dog was poisoned.
Yeah.
But your saving grace there could be the likely scenario is she's dumb. And but the problem with that is that now – you're this new love interest in her life. She's like, man, I'm fucking digging on you. Bunk a bunk pew. And she's just wanting that fucking cock all the time. She's like, hey, can you come over and fix my light bulb, motherfucker? And then while you're doing it, I'll suck your dick. Or something like that. I don't know how that would go down.
If you want to continue it, then you can. But if not.
But once the dog dies, that's a fucking stage one clinging machine right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's my dog died.
Good point.
And I need someone to comfort me.
Good point.
And then,
fuck.
And then fucking Bobos are out the window because she's not going to feel like giving it away, you
dude,
know?
Dude, this is going downhill fast.
I know.
I had a good one.
No, it's good in theory, but it needs refining. So okay. Listen here, sir. Take all that wonderful advice, and the last one is quite good. And, you know, put your own spin on it. See what you can do.
Yep. Okay, there it is. Let's move on past that one because we got we're almost at an hour already and we haven't even gotten to the hate mail yet. Here we go. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for
I'm fucking ready.
The hate mail.
The hate mail.
Hate mail.
Okay, cool. I didn't know you're Vietnamese.
Te hate mail.
Alia korra.
Yes. Okay. Hey guys. Oh, wait. Wrong email. Okay, here we go. This has to be the worst fucking podcast I've ever read.
Boom.
Heard. I can't even read. Okay, ever heard.
You want
heard.
Me to read it, Bill Burr?
Who? God damn it. If you don't know, Bill Burr can't read emails worth the shit. It's still funny, though. Who told you it would be a good idea to ramble on for 60-plus minutes about mindless bullshit? First off, let me stop you there. Last week was 55 minutes. Gotcha.
Secondly, everything's mindless bullshit.
Yeah.
Except for a few basic necessities.
Your face is mindless bullshit.
Thanks, dick.
Not.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
talking
okay,
about
okay.
Hate.
Well, you
hate,
frequently
hate,
say
hate,
things
hate,
about my
hate.
Going-ons. Or goings-on.
Comings-on? as a matter of fact, both you assholes owe me an hour.
That's easily fixed because I'll give you an hour. And during that hour, I'm a big guy. I'm going
to
hold you down
and
Calvin's going
to
shit
choke.
On your chest.
He likes to choke, too.
No, I don't like to choke, dudes. I'll hold you down and Calvin will shit on your chest.
I'll shit on your
and
chest.
Then, or maybe, yeah, or your head, forehead maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then then we're going to get, here's what we're going to do. I'm bigger than Calvin a little bit, so I'm going to get a sack of full-grown Idaho russet potatoes. For Calvin, because he's a little bit of a smaller guy, we're going to give him slightly smaller Irish red potatoes.
How about a bag of clementines?
A bag of clementines, because they give. That's good. He'll get clementines, I'll get grapefruits.
Okay.
And we'll fucking tie you to a fucking wall or something and proceed to beat you with our
beat
fruit. And that in no way is a reference to Meyer or Calvin's
oh
balls.
Oh, God. We turned it into gay.
Of course.
Gosh, dang it.
God damn it. It happens every
okay.
time.
Okay, let's continue.
He's going to put his balls on him.
Okay. Mm. Oh, boy. White trash is right. Yep. Yeah, you are right.
Can't argue with that.
That's why we call it white trash.
Yeah, white trash. Fair enough, sir.
One pretentious cunt-faced whore who is self-indulged. That's probably you.
Okay, cool.
And the other who sounds like he is 5 minutes from pissing himself.
Oh, that's definitely you. So yeah, I'm the cunt-faced. Why cunt-faced?
I don't know, dude.
What makes a cunt face?
You don't have a vagina on your face.
I wish I did.
Oh, dude, you'd be finger banging your forehead.
No, I meant like I just wish I had a vagina on my face. I'm not talking about fist pumping my own fucking head, bitch. I'm sitting. You know, some people when they're thinking, they sit there. You're gonna be all right, man. Oh fuck me, he's dying over here. You know, some people like when they're sitting. Like right now, I'm sitting with my arm up on the couch, and I'm pretending to twirl my hair, but it's pretty short. Some people do that when they're just sitting around.
Yeah.
But I'd be sitting here watching the fucking hockey game, just fucking playing with my little man in the boat on my forehead, just rubbing my clit, getting off while watching hockey, probably drinking beer with my other hand. If I could have somebody jerking me off at that same time, it would be the greatest moment in human existence. We would have fucking cured all ailments in the world. There'd be no more war, no more anything, just pure fucking joy, and it would be a great fucking day in America.
This is I'm dying, Tim. This is my death couch again.
For the record, I am not trying to get you to die on my couch. It's got some years left in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on,
I gotta cough again. Okay. And as for me, yeah, well, since I have a small bladder, yeah, I am always 5 minutes from pissing. instead of cutting his balls, he should have cut his throat. Ouch. That hurts. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, he's talking about me nicking my balls.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's funny. For any of you haven't heard the ball nicking story, yeah, I shaved my head, and not with Bic, but yeah, the buzzer, clippers, and then was and my balls and my scrotum. So there you go.
Listen, I dated a girl that was 19 when I was 16, and she was pretty attractive. And that's when I first learned about the whole, like, really manscaping and getting things super together down there.
Yeah.
And very early on, I'm like, huh, what if I just stretch out the old bat wing and fucking use the clippers?
Because
I grew up, my mom has been a cosmetologist forever. She has a hair school and all that. So we always had a ton of clippers. Me and my brother each had our own in case we wanted to do shit. Yeah, nicked my balls in the first 4 seconds. So I was surprised to hear at 26 that you tried that. But
yeah.
But yeah, you know.
Whatever.
Props for trying, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So anyway. Let's continue. I have an FMK for you. Tim, Calvin, or Hitler. Better yet, not FMK, but KKK. Kill. A couple high-learning, Remy, skinhead, racist bastards. Kill yourselves. Don't quit your day jobs. Fuckers. Hold on. We're not going to quit our day jobs.
I actually make good money, sir. Dare you.
No, I don't give it. Yeah, I'm not going to quit my day job because we don't make money on the fucking podcast.
If anything, this is therapy.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, this is us releasing.
Everything out of your mouth got to sound like some fucking gay reference?
This is me and Tim releasing each other.
Yeah, stay tuned for our next podcast coming out next week called The Releasing Hour.
Oh.
And it's actually only a 14-second show. It's fucking great.
Yeah, 5 seconds for me. signed, Tim E. Wasted.
I think that's a reference to me.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's calling you a junkie, I think.
Yeah, that's okay. I like to have some beers.
Yeah,
I drink beers when we do the podcast. I'm on beer number 2 now. Oh, I'm so wasted.
Yeah.
But Calvin's sober is a joke.
Yeah, I got to drive tonight, so.
Yeah. But so, yeah, that's really good. I don't know where the racism came in. Sounds like this guy might have some pent-up race issues anyway.
Maybe he's black.
Yeah, he's probably black. Who knows? But, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. Just... I'm hurt.
I'm hurt. I don't think we've said anything racist on here, have we?
I don't know. We've mentioned the word black a couple times. What the fuck am I doing? I'm playing Clash of Clans. I don't. Okay.
Did you just pass out? Yeah. And you, when you came to, you started playing. Is that how it is? Is that how you're so far ahead of me in every game? You're like playing on the couch and you fall asleep. And then you just wake up and you like pop right up and just start collecting and
basically
fucking playing golf.
Yeah, but
oh,
no,
fuck.
No, I blacked out actually and started playing. I don't know what the fuck we were talking about.
That's amazing.
Black people. We were talking about black people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What was the question?
Wow, you are insatiable for not remembering shit.
Yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Fuck it, whatever. We don't care if you don't like us. Go fuck yourself.
And thanks for the hate mail. Keep sending it.
Yeah, keep sending it. Send us some more. I actually enjoyed that. I thought you were very creative. Yeah. And, you know, three things are going to happen if you keep sending us hate mail. And for the rest of you that listen, please do this too. For one, you're giving us great stuff, great material to work with here. We like to respond to it. And, you know, we like to respond to you. We want to make sure that we answer your questions. Secondly, that was pretty creative. Maybe you got a future with some creative writing.
Yeah.
And, you know, by keeping up with the creative banter, you're just honing your craft. And finally, you're at least going to listen to us because that's what we need is more listeners. So,
yep. So that's it for this week, I think. You got anything else?
Nope. Eat a dick.
All right. Have a good one and see you after Comic-Con.